Stockholders in Virgin America have approved the acquisition of their airline by Alaska Airlines. The chairman of Virgin America announced the voting results at a brief shareholders meeting Tuesday. Correspondent Tom Bonsi says this is the next-to-last major hurdle for the airline takeover.
The remaining hurdle is U.S. Justice Department approval. Antitrust regulators are already scrutinizing the proposed combination of the nation's 6th and 11th largest airlines. The feds could require the combined carriers to shed assets to preserve competition. Alaska Airlines management insists the result of its acquisition of Virgin America would be pro-consumer. Filings to the Justice Department point out the two carriers compete head-to-head on only a handful of routes, which happen to include Seattle and Portland to San Francisco.
Alaska Airlines and Virgin America's leaders both say they expect the deal to close by the end of this year. In April, Seattle-based Alaska Airlines won a bidding war for its smaller San Francisco-based rival with an offer of $2.6 billion. That represented a significant premium over Virgin America's stock price at that time.